W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley suspending her presidential campaign after winning just one Super Tuesday state, Vermont. The former South Carolina governor is set to deliver remarks at 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning. With more, here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley's decision to leave the race makes Donald Trump the presumptive GOP nominee. Trump was already on a course to win the nomination outright this month. Haley will not endorse Trump, but instead urge him to earn the votes of those who supported her. More than 2.8 million people did, roughly a quarter of those voting in the GOP primaries thus far.
With more on the legal challenges facing Donald Trump going forward, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Exit polls showing major warning signs for the former president as he faces 91 criminal charges, with 79% of Haley voters saying they would be dissatisfied if Trump were the nominee. The exact same number saying he would be unfit for office if convicted of a crime.
This is ABC News. To write or not to write an Oscars speech? That's the question for all the Oscar nominees. ABC's Jason Nathanson getting the answer from one actor.
Barbie star America Ferrera is known for speeches. Her Barbie monologue likely got her Best Supporting Actress nomination.
It is literally impossible to be a woman.
And should she win the Oscar Sunday night, she tells me she won't be winging her acceptance speech.
Nothing would make me more stressed the whole night than feeling like, what would I do if I was in that position? And then, like, what a missed opportunity if you're like up there just bumbling and you forget to thank your husband. You know, it's like, I don't want to be that person.
The favorite to win her category, the Holdovers star Davine Joy Randolph. Find out what happened Sunday night on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
A new struggle for many Americans struggling with weight. The Wall Street Journal says some companies can't keep up with the cost for popular weight loss drugs. Some are cutting back on paying them, and others are cutting off on reimbursements altogether. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, Civic Media News.
It's senior night for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The regular season winding down as number 8th-ranked Marquette hosts number 2-ranked UConn. In Milwaukee, the Golden Eagles played without their center, Osa Iguodaro, in their loss to Creighton. Head coach Shaka Smart.
He's feeling much better. Yeah, he had a really tough flu bug. You know, literally wasn't able to leave the hotel. But he's doing much better. He practiced yesterday.
NFL, the Packers did not use the franchise tag on any of their players. Talks continue with Aaron Jones and right guard John Runyon. Otherwise, several other players like A.J. Dillon, safety Darnell Savage, are headed for free agency. NBA, the Bucks have won 6 in a row now since the All-Star break.
You know, guys just talking, communicating, doing what the coach asked of us. We drill things and drill them and drill them, and it's been like muscle memory for us now to go out there and you can plug and play guys, and, you know, the thing, our system still looks the same no matter who's out there.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. A few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albo. Wednesday noon till 2, we will review Super Tuesday results with Trigby Olsen and Pat Kreitlow, plus your call to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, hour number 2 here, 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the great folks at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now is the time to get it done. Because now until March 31st, zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's right. Get them now. Pay later. 3 years, as a matter of fact. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors very easy. Check it out. PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. They're a phenomenal company.
We love them. And there are some companies that do the pay now, get your windows later. Not Pella. You know, Pella, you get your windows now and pay later. So it's a great company. I love them.
All right. Introduce a very special guest.
So those of you who are familiar with the Green Bay area, and I'm sure this is happening down in our listening area in Oshkosh and Appleton, these resource centers, which are affiliated with the school. And we have the director of the Howe Resource Center, which is in downtown Green Bay, Amanda Howe. Is that how you got? That's your resource center. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my resource center.
Amanda Howe.
You put that together.
Amanda Howe.
That's why you were mayor.
Oh, no. My name's Amanda Johnson.
Okay.
I'll take Amanda Howe, though.
Okay. My notes say Amanda Howe, but
no,
it's Amanda Johnson.
Good. You're all good. All right. Sometimes I feel like I might be Amanda Howe. So
I know you spend a lot of time there. But anyway, you're the director of the Howe Resource Center in downtown Green Bay. And a new program has you're taking advantage of, Dolly Parton, who everybody loves.
The Dolly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has been around for decades. Dolly herself, as many of you know, is a philanthropist in her own right. And her father was a coal miner, an illiterate coal miner. And she really, truly believed that had he had the access to books and been able to read, his life wouldn't have been as difficult as it was. And so she started a foundation decades ago to ensure that all children can have access to books. And so the illusion out there, though, is unfortunately that it's a unpaid, you know, it's a free program. And it is. It's free to the families. But nonprofits and other businesses and areas need to come up with the funding to launch this program. And what it is all children in a identified zip code, whatever the funding is obtained for, would receive a free book once a month delivered directly to their home, addressed to them, from basically birth all the way up until they turn 5 years old.
You know, I remember I was in the Dr. Seuss book club, and every month you'd get that book. That was so exciting. Yeah. I could still see that. You're so excited see that in the mailbox.
And Amanda's saying, it doesn't go to the resident of. I mean, it goes to them.
It goes to the child.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
It's almost like a birthday card.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely better. But let me ask you this, Amanda, how in the Green Bay area, obviously,
How big of a need is this?
Yeah, so we are not only in a food desert in Green Bay, but we're also in a book desert. And a book desert is defined as households that have under a certain number of books. And the research shows, you know, you had Dr. Tiller on, you've had many guests on that have talked about education, things like that. And the biggest thing is access. We know that the third grade reading levels are not good. Not only in our county, not only in our state, in our country. And the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library really seeks to not solve the problem by any means. I'm not under the illusion that just because we can provide a free book that we're going to solve that problem, but we're going to start chipping away at it. And so if we can provide books for families to read with their child, to interact with their child, what's unique about these books is that they're all developmentally appropriate depending on how old the child is. So these aren't just any random book that comes in the mail. So our young parents of young children are getting the board books and they're getting the picture books. And then as that child grows, the books grow with them.
That's awesome.
And so, boy, if you can lock them in on loving to read.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's absolutely awesome. And even though, you know, things are good in our listening area, there is a need. I mean, there's low income and house school. You also have a transient thing.
Absolutely.
And that's tough. So hopefully these books can follow the kids even when they move.
So we set up a kind of an interesting opportunity. So what's really nice about the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is it does recognize that. So we have some things in place. If a family does move, we can have them delivered to like the resource center and the family can pick them up until they're able to, you know, get into some stable and safe housing. But what's really unique about this program is its true equitability. It's not just for the low income. You're not taking a spot away from someone if you register your child for a book, because what we want to see is we want to see that true equity. And so no matter what socioeconomic status you are, the only qualifications right now for our program are that you live in 54301 and 54302 zip code. I wish I could say it's for all the other zip codes, but we are working on that.
Sure.
It's an active work in progress. But
it's not free.
It's not free. And brass tacks, we would not have been able to launch this program if it wasn't for the support of the community. And the support started years ago. It started with the resource center being built. It started with you, the mayor. You have been incredibly just supportive of the resource center the entire time you were in, but then also after. You've made a point to come to the resource center. So what happened was is the awareness grew of that resource center. And so with the generous funding from the George Kress Foundation, which was $50,000 on a 3-year commitment.
Nice.
We're asking, it's a huge commitment, but that allows us to know that for 3 years. And what's unique about this program is it's Step Up. So that $50,000 a year will actually go probably for more like 5 years, because we can have up to 2,500 kids that are identified in that zip code.
That's what I was going to ask. How many kids right now do you serve?
Yeah. So there's 647 kids registered as this morning.
Wow.
But we can have, because they use the census to determine how many kids are going to be in a certain zip code. So it's up to like 20. I think you at last count, it's like 2,600 that we could fund with that $50,000.
All right. So Amanda Johnson, who is the director of the executive director of the Howell Resource Center. I want to just, maybe people don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I want to go over that again, because I remember when we worked on getting it started.
You've done our rally. You've done all the things.
But there's more to it. There's even some dental work. Just tell the listeners about
where
that.
Where is it, first of all? I sound stupid, but where is it?
Right next to Shell.
No, you're all good. So you probably drive by our building on a regular basis. We exist in a little brown building. I'm not from here, but it's my understanding it used to be an insurance company. And it's a
what street?
Monroe. So it's
Monroe.
526
it's right
Monroe.
Next to the Shell.
Drive by all the time.
Right next to the Shell station.
Yeah.
And really, And very close to how 50
it is.
Yards
it is.
Maybe.
And so what a lot of people don't realize is we are a community resource center. So we actually serve all of Brown County. And we do that under a couple different pillars. Our first pillar is our support of the school, which is why the Howe Community Resource Center became the Howe Community Resource Center 30 years ago. It's almost 30 years ago. So as a community school partner with the Howe Community School, as you know, Howe is the first and right now only community school, which means that as a community school, other agencies and other entities wrap around the school to address needs that are barriers to education. So we recognize that the kids that go to Howe might need some extra supports. They might need, their families need extra supports. Sure. So right now, our biggest reach is our mental health. We have mental health counselors that meet directly with the scholars on a regular basis to address mental health care needs. And these are scholars. We call the kids at Howe scholars because they are. They're
I love that.
They're developing. And so we, that mental health person took kids that were on waiting list and have been addressing their mental health care needs.
Who picks the books that go to the kids?
That's Dolly. That's
the
foundation.
Dolly Parton herself, her people.
Yeah, they actually have a whole committee that works with picking those books. So,
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so the Resource Center also. So our main mission, I mean, we could talk about this for hours. Our main mission is to ensure that children are safe, healthy, and ready for academic and life success.
Awesome.
So,
and I'm hoping these books, they don't have any advertising in.
No.
These are just pure.
Nope.
That's awesome.
No, there's no, they're, and the only people that have access to the information is me. Okay. And the Dolly Library, obviously. They're not getting any, it is not a scam. I mean, it's hard to imagine. You're going to give me a book for free for
Every month.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking a scam, but I just to have that sugared cereal that John and I grew up on.
Absolutely.
To take a page, but they don't do that. It's just a, awesome.
No.
And, God bless her for doing that.
Yeah, for
This is nationwide.
It is nationwide. So it's actually international as well. There's Dolly has it in Ireland and some other countries. It is nationwide. So as I've said, it's we have it right now for 54301, 54302. We ask that you just go to Dolly Parton's ImaginationLibrary.com. You put in your zip code and very basic information, your child's name, your email, and an address. That's all.
Do you need local funding, or are you guys pretty well set?
We want local funding. We want this in the county. So the next zip code to tackle would be 54303, 54304, which that's going to be Lambeau and the West Side. And then after that, it's all the smaller zip codes. In order to fund this for the entire county, we need about $250,000 a year. And I think we can get there if we collaboratively, which is a really important word that we really need to all remember, is that this isn't owned by the Howe Community Resource Center. This can be owned by the entire county.
Awesome.
And so our goal is to reach out to local organizations, local businesses. Look, we know we're one of, I think, 1,300 nonprofits in the area. I know, John, you've supported, you support many local nonprofits. Everyone has their passions. And so we want to be able to do this smartly and collaborating with different organizations and different businesses, because if we can get, you know, a local business to say, I'll do $20,000 for 3 years, I'll do this for 3 years, then we can raise that $250,000 real fast.
And this is a big deal. This is a bigger deal. I know you're all focused on the kids and reading, and I get that, and get them to love to read. They're going to read, like, John reads, like, incredible. I don't read as much as I wish I did. My kids grew up as readers. But what I want to say is, if we do this, what a stake in the ground for the county as a recruiting tool to say, look, I'm moving to a county or I'm staying in a county. There's a lot of things, boxes they check, you know, the entertainment, the safety, the taxes, but this is a great program. I would hope businesses would step up on this, because this is, and $250,000, you can get some government money should go into that too. I mean, is a good investment.
It's a win-win. I mean, there's no, across the aisles, even you can't dispute that literacy is super important, and that literacy is ultimately a survival skill.
Absolutely.
Someone said that, and that's not my quote. Someone at a local conference said it is not a privilege. It's a basic survival skill.
If you don't have that, everything is so much tougher.
I have a mom who has Alzheimer's right now, and she's deep in Alzheimer's, but the one thing she remembers and says on a regular basis is, if you can read, you can do anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this is wonderful. We only got 1 minute left.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amanda, how else can we help you?
So we have a local fundraiser coming up. The mayor actually participated quite a few years ago on our Rally for a Reason. It's a scavenger hunt that goes around Brown County. You have cars and you go around Brown County with the team. It's $25 a ticket, and that's on April 27th. You can go to our website and get tickets for that.
Is that website the same as you mentioned?
It's howcommunityresourcecenter.org.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
Yeah.
You're a great spokesperson for this.
Yeah,
thank you.
It comes from the heart with you. That's
phenomenal.
Thank
you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for being here. Whatever we can do, you let us know.
Thank you.
You got it open for him.
Thanks,
Amanda Johnson from the Howe Resource Center. Dr. Chan is going to be here before too much longer. And Tim Hanna, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
All right, thank you. Thanks for coming in. Are we back? Oh, we're back on the air. Okay, Johnny. We were just saying goodbye to Amanda Johnson.
She's awesome, wasn't she?
That was...
What a great program.
And what a great person.
But I still... Oh, phenomenal. But I still remember when I was a little... So I was probably six, seven. How exciting that was to get that book in the mail every day. And be like green eggs and ham or whatever, right. All those things.
You guys did that?
Yeah. Didn't you?
No, I don't think so. We went to the library.
But you weren't on the doc. You didn't have the Dr. Seuss thing?
I don't remember getting that in the mail. I remember reading that.
Seems like everybody in my class did. Did you guys, Todd?
I remember, like, we had, like, that little book thing where you could order books every month and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think I was on the Dr. Seuss thing.
Okay. Yeah. Would those be valuable if I still had them? Probably not. I probably wrote in them and colored in them. And
that would be valuable.
Cut out, right?
But, from the mind the question, of Mino.
Yes.
The question
cut
is, did you read them? Did you read them? Like, you know, I got to talk to her. I could have talked to her for some time, but there's a whole lot of data on if these kids can't read at third, fourth grade, how they struggle financially and actually.
In a lot of ways, I'm sure.
Criminal. But there's a bad.
If you don't have that basic reading skill, and if you don't enjoy reading and all those kinds of things, man, you're behind the eight ball in some ways. I mean, you just are.
When I'd go to Howe and these other places for kids, I think sometimes kids will see a book and it's boring, but there's books on Packers, there's books on horses.
Absolutely.
You know, kids, I happen to like horses. I always told them that. But you can read books on that. And what she's doing is great. And I think everybody's saying, well, that's going to be great. These kids can read. You know, the real payoff in this is going to be in 15, 20 years.
Absolutely.
You know?
But I know whatever I can do to put books in kids' hands.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And help her any way we possibly
can. We
got to
get her back here, Todd. She's that event that scavenger hunting, which is a lot of fun, is April 27th, I think.
We'll get her on before that.
Yeah.
I just mentioned to her when she was leaving and said, hey, let's do this again. So, you know, prop that up a little bit more.
And then I offered off the air to maybe help with a little lobbying. Lobbying to get some funds.
Okay.
You know,
I don't really know what a lobbyist is. What is a lobbyist? I know some of these people, they're in politics, and then they go, he's a lobbyist. Well, what do you do, basically? Just schmooze?
Schmooze, but somebody's going to pay you, like, I don't know, pick an organization, the We Energies. Or
John Mino.
The Mino Fund.
Yeah, that's right.
Like George Costanza.
Right.
And the Human Fund.
You pay them, what? $75,000 to do lobbying for you, and then they get, you know.
What do they do?
They go to it depends, but they go to local, state, federal government, and get you money. They get you attached to a bill to fund this or to fund that to help your organization, to help your industry.
But you're not political, right? When you're a lobbyist, you're not political. You're just working for somebody.
You're working for the
that person, an organization,
right?
Yeah.
So the Oneidas have lobbyists.
Okay.
They're the League of Municipalities. We can talk to Tim about that, but I think they hired a lobbyist. I remember I was part of that discussion. Should we hire a lobbyist? And the lobbyist, if we give him $100,000 or their organization, I should say, what we want is more shared revenue. And so they go and they twist arms to, not twist arms, but they go and explain to the legislators how important this is. And would you support this bill? You get somebody to draft the bill. Hopefully you can get somebody to co-sign from the other side of the aisle. So we got,
Can I just say something? I want to be a lobbyist.
Oh, there's a lot of money.
What do you do? You take them out for dinner and stuff? And
basketball
have a few
games.
Drinks?
Remember that guy?
Some guy. I got to do this.
Some guy.
Who wants me as your lobbyist? Let me know.
No, John. There's law. There's rules to that because these guys have been taking too much. And didn't some guy do time out in D.C.? Who's out D.C.? Is it the Wizards? Who plays basketball?
The Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
The owner.
The lobbyist had great seats, and he's taking all these Congress guys. And
that goes on left and right, I would
think.
No, he
got in trouble for that, though.
I would think years ago it was crazy.
Yeah, so these people who run for office, you know.
You know who else I heard got in trouble with that? Some doctors, not around here, but nationally, where they were with the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Getting way too many perks and things like that.
Remember in radio, we could get in trouble for playing a record for a couple of bucks,
absolutely.
And all this is going on now, right?
Absolutely.
Payola.
Or actually in colleges, too. I knew kids that were suspended for the most minor things in the world. Yeah. And now they're giving these kids millions of dollars. They're just, it's crazy.
But that's why they changed the law a little bit.
But could you be a lobbyist? You'd be a good lobbyist.
No, I would. And I could. But I think it's 2 or 3 years you can't, like, leave office and turn around and become a lobbyist the next day. Because you've got all your friends there and, you know, they're afraid you're going to set stuff up.
Oh, before you leave office type thing?
Well, not that anybody would ever do that. But lobbyists can make a lot of money. And think about it, Johnny. There's no, like, inventory. There's nowhere. It's you. You're a sales guy, but you're working
you're
for
schmoozing
maybe
and
four or five companies are going to sign you up. It's like a manufacturer's rep.
All right.
And people have made a ton of money being lobbyists. And
I want to be a lobbyist.
Yeah, that would
Who can I be a lobbyist for?
You could, well, for the... you could
resource
be a,
center, right? Could he lobby?
Well, I don't have the money to pay him to be a lobbyist, but you could be a lobbyist for Veterans Administration.
Okay.
And they'd pay a couple $100,000 and you go in and
holy
make
crap.
Sure that you get some.
Can you work on this for me? you know anybody? Todd, I'm not going to be in next week.
for 20%?
I'm starting my new career as a lobbyist.
You would be a great lobbyist because people like you.
We could change the name of the show to The Lobbyist and the Mayor.
Yes, I like it.
We have to run
this. Then when I'm doing time,
right?
We'll just live stream.
Before we do this, we got to run this by legal. But there are laws to that. But many, many ex-politicians, you know, have tried or have become lobbyists. But that's where the money is. I mean, you look at, you know, the state budget, county, the city. I mean, if you can tatch on a bill to fund your whatever you're working on, the industry for beef, for whatever.
Yeah.
They hire lobbyists. These guys aren't going to. The guy who owns the beef company, he couldn't find a bathroom door in Madison or in Washington, D.C. But you get these lobbyists that they know where the bodies are buried. They know who to talk to. They know how to draft a bill and they know how to get the votes. That's worth it, right?
It's a connection based thing. I would imagine
that's what it is.
Yeah. Wow. I like this a lot. I like this a lot.
How
can I become a lobbyist?
You would be good at it. I'm telling you because I.
Uh oh.
What was here?
Royalty just walked in the door.
Oh, Dr. Chen.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh boy.
All right, I gotta stop talking.
Here we go.
It makes me nervous.
We gotta have some real special music when he comes on.
What, the Jeopardy music?
Oh. No, it's gotta be bigger and better than that.
I don't know. What should it, like a polka?
Not a polka. You know what I want?
What?
Something jazz.
Okay.
From back long ago jazz. He killed in the jazz competition last night.
He killed in every category last night.
In jazz. You gotta find, when we come back, we're bringing Dr. Chen.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in the great music that he just dominated in.
Or you can run biblical quotes. He killed
him. He knew that, too.
He just ran the table on everything last night.
But Dr. Chen will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. He's in the house here. This could be fantastic. How many did you get, do you think? I think I got three
for
the night.
Your kid got four, right?
Dom got like eight.
Oh, eight.
Because the biblical things and everything, he was all over that.
I got a couple right. I mean, not... Yeah, I think he would have... Dr. Chen would have beat me.
Hey, how would it be? It would be kind of fun.
Boy,
him against like 10 of us. You know what I mean?
But
The guy,
like a team. A team against him.
He comes across as this really nice, sensitive guy, and there should be a slaughter rule. He just smoked these guys. I'm like, Doc, let these kids letting up. We just kept going at it, so. He's awesome. Right. And he's in the house.
Mino and the mayor, Dr. the champion, Dr. Ben Chan, will be joining us right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, we're starting to get a little bit better picture on monies available through the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. They released the first package of final fiscal year 2024 appropriations bills. That's going to dictate a lot of farm programs. Congressman Derek Van Orden from the western portion of Wisconsin sits on the House Agriculture Committee. He explains where he is paying attention when it comes to ag appropriation funding.
And I've been going through it line by line. My staff has dissected it back in Washington right now to make sure that our farmers here in the state of Wisconsin, around the country in production agriculture, are well represented as far as the funding aspect, and also our folks that are in need of SNAP benefits, that they also are well represented. And I have to explain to people that sometimes they don't look too fondly on the SNAP program. I need to remind them that all the food that everybody eats that they get through the SNAP program is produced by a farmer.
Congressman Derek Van Orden, who sits on the House Agriculture Committee from Western Wisconsin, he says so far he's pretty satisfied with the amount of money that he's seeing going to agricultural programs. Markets and overnight electronic trade may not make you happy on a Wednesday morning. A lot of red ink again today. Numbers are next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malooly from Clinton is a grower himself and current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He said, we're fortunate to have great researchers that collaborate well with Wisconsin farmers.
To have them here in the state of Wisconsin, the way they can bring it down to farmer terms or just common terms, because there's some researchers that will talk over your head, and they don't do that, and they truly do work well together. The other part of that is they're leveraging dollars back to their programs from the other half of the checkoff dollars that go to the federal level. So a lot of those are coming back to them more than what Wisconsin dollars are showing.
Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's a grower from Clinton, elaborating on the research team we have right here in the state. Dr. Sean Conley, Dr. Rodrigo Worley, Dr. Damon Smith. Find out more about how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested. Go to wisoybean.org. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 162.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 3.75 at 149, while AA butter gained 1.75 cents to close at 282.75 per pound. December corn this morning's unchanged at 459. November soybeans are down a penny at 1143. Currently, July new crop wheat is down a nickel at 550. April Class 3 milk's unchanged, 1625 a hundredweight. May milk dropped 19 cents yesterday at 1686 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the numbers as far as markets are concerned on a Wednesday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, a few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. This is perfect music. Perfect music. We'll explain why. Mino and the Mayor, and we are here with Dr. Ben Chan. A winner again last night on Jeopardy! We're at his viewing party, which was really fun. And this category of jazz from back in the, what, 40s or 50s, wherever it was, you destroyed everybody in this category. What's your background with this?
That's lucky. One of my high school music teachers gave us an assignment once to profile a jazz musician. I think I picked Charlie Parker.
Which was one of the answers last night, I believe, right?
I don't remember that. So it's one of the dream categories for me because it's a category that I haven't even thought about since.
Wow.
You know, in 20 years. It's something you wouldn't have to study.
And the questions weren't just like, what's his song? It was like this original composer then redone by this guy. Like John and I would struggle with that. That was a saxophone player.
Yeah, it was good. Like, my nightmare category is the Beatles, because so many people know the Beatles well, and I don't know the Beatles well. So that, you know, if that had been a Beatles category instead of a jazz category, game could have gone very
There differently. Was a category last night. Jim and I looked at each other. We both yelled. It's like, oh, my God, this is perfect for you, meaning me. But it turned out to be a lot harder.
The movie...
A Few Good Men. Carl Jessup's thing.
Yeah, that's an interesting category, actually.
Yeah, about his thing, because I thought... Because, I mean, I mean, how many times have I given that speech?
Oh, man, too many. Son, we live in a world that has walls.
Cranium,
who's going to guard those walls? You, Lieutenant Weinberg, I have a greater responsibility you could ever fathom. Well, Santiago's death, though tragic, saved lives.
You know,
my very existence, being grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives.
I prefer you just go on your way and say thank you, because you want me on that
Jack.
Wall. You need me on that wall. We talk about duty, honor. For you, it's a punchline at cocktail parties.
So he knows every word of that movie.
Yeah, you know too many of the words.
That's why he didn't get any right.
I didn't get any of them right. With the way they asked those questions.
Even the $200 one, it's like, he'll get this one. Cranium was the last one in that. That was the $1,000 one. That was the answer.
Yes, I think we missed. Did we miss that one? I think we missed. No, none of us got
You
that
only missed there. One, didn't you?
Oh,
as far as being wrong?
Yeah, that was a very clean game for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody knows you now. And I tease you about something from last time you were on our show. But so Dr. Chen is St. Norbert professor, is run the tables in Jeopardy. You won last night. So you go on again. You play Thursday.
Yes, tomorrow night.
And, you know.
No, the matchup is really interesting because this is the first Tournament of Champions where the celebrity Jeopardy champion is playing. And Barinholtz,
I didn't know that name. I heard the name.
Yeah, he's funny. He's been in a lot of stuff. You'd recognize him. We watched a show, After Party, that he's good. And he was in this movie, Blockers, about parents who are trying to prevent their kids from hooking up on prom night.
Oh, it's very funny.
So he's like a prolific comedy character actor. Very smart guy. He was the coolest guy in the green room. But then he pulled off, I think, the biggest upset in Tournament of Champions history when he beat Ray LaLonde, who had been a 13-game winner.
Wow.
Yeah, because people were writing him off because they figured, Celebrity Jeopardy is a little easier. But he killed it on Celebrity Jeopardy. So he never had a chance to show how good he'd be on normal. And so he just, he rocked it. So he'll be one of my opponents tomorrow night.
All right. By the way, one quick second. It's a little bit warm in the studio. Do you want to take your coat off?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
What is it? What is he got? Oh, you can take your coat off, man. That's awesome.
He's wearing his Zippin' Pippin' t-shirt.
I love that.
That's awesome.
That's great. Thanks for wearing that. I'm very fond of that ride.
I still think I'm the only person in Green Bay who has not been
on
it.
Can you believe that?
Oh. It zips you and then it pips you. That's what I like.
There you go.
And you actually wore that on your lapel, didn't you?
Yeah, the Zippin' Pippin' thing? That was my lapel pin.
Yes.
Last night, a little Easter egg.
All because of you. Think about that, Mayor.
Yeah, right?
All because of you.
That's
a small world, yeah.
But so last night, and I think most people watch that. I know my mom is just, she's 92, and she's was so excited. She's kind of a groupie. My parents,
she's kind of a groupie.
My parents never miss Jeopardy. Oh, just cool. and they're. Again, we all try to answer. If I get one, I'm partying. If I get
don't
one,
you feel smart when you get
I
one?
I do.
Like, but I knew that. Yeah. I knew that.
But last night when you played, did you feel a little bit like I should back off? Have you smoked those people?
No. No. I mean, I think that there's no lead that's safe, you know, for most of the game, right? So you can't really back off. Plus, there have been the top there. It's a seeded tournament. Four of the top five seeds had lost before I played last night.
Wow.
And so I was like, as I said in the post game with Ken Jennings, I knew I had to bring my like A-plus game. So I was, you know, I'd been prepared for months thinking about this one game. So I was very dialed in.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And how is that host? How is that guy?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's one, super smart, as you'd expect. Very funny. You'll see these photos that he takes with contestants. Like, he's game to do funny photos with us that he doesn't have to do. So he's just, he's very much on our side. You know?
Are you nervous? I'm sure everybody asks you that, but are you nervous when you go there?
Yeah, it's funny. You're nervous preparing because I'm just an anxious preparer. But one of the things that I like about Jeopardy is I think I have a touch of ADHD. And so being on stage, getting 60 clues in really 15 minutes, when you take out the interviews and the commercial breaks, it's very freeing because there's no time to be anxious about stuff.
Right?
So you're just, it seems like you'd be thinking, but you're not thinking. You're just responding. Yeah.
Tell us, I think I asked you this last time, how did you get into that? Because there's people like, oh man, I think I should be on that show. But how did you get into that?
No, I think it's just like everybody else. You know, you watch and then one day, you know, I'm playing on my couch. I think I've had a glass of wine. And I think like, oh, I would have won this show today. Right. So, and then the ad comes on, take the anytime test. And so I was like, okay, I'll take the anytime test. Right. And you take it and then one thing leads to another. You know,
that's great.
Yeah.
And this is what I wanted to talk to you about. So you were in here, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago. And I said, are you kind of a celebrity? You're like, not really, but yeah. And then I saw you at Costco, and there's a line of people getting their picture taken with them. I said, I think, Doc, you are a celebrity. So, yeah, that's got to be kind of fun because you're known for being like a really smart, nice guy.
Yeah, right. You're known. It's not like I'm known for, you know, Steve Bartman reasons, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Like, you're known for something.
Can I just say one thing, though? He has no idea who Steve Bartman is.
I said the same thing. I just said to Christy, who?
Just wait, though. Okay. I said this guy's going to make us look dumb, so I'd rather off just being quiet.
Who's Steve Bartman?
I don't know. John, I told you that no matter, I was nervous about him coming in.
I don't know. He was the guy at the Chicago Cubs game that year, where he kind of interfered with that foul ball that came into the stands.
Of course.
Then the Cubs ended up losing that game. And he's had to go into hiding. No, I'm serious about this. He's literally had to go into hiding for 20 years because Cub fans still hate him so much. True story.
I didn't know his name, but I'm familiar with the story. Anyway, so no, you're not a Steve Bartman. And your parents got to be awfully proud of you.
Yeah, so my mom is in she lives in assisted living, a nice place in New York. That's where I actually stay with her whenever I'm back there. And she's now the most popular person at Flushing House.
Are you going to buy her some Tupperware too?
Mom, she's not. My fellow contestants had a funny story about that. You know, after he won on the show, his mom asked him to buy a Gucci bag, and then his aunt asked him to buy a Gucci bag, and then he asked his dad, "Do you want anything from Gucci?" And his dad said, "No, Gucci's a waste of money. Just send me cash." I think my mom would prefer cash.
That's awesome. So when you prepare for these, you said you do a little bit of preparation just to kind of like almost like warming up in a ball game where you kind of get, you almost have to get your mind limber, don't you?
Yeah, right. It's a different thing. Like it's very fast. You know, like actually the Colonel Jessup category is a good indication of that. Like, yeah, I wasn't joking. You probably knew the speech too well, right? Because you had too many options.
Yeah.
And so you have to also kind of zone in to, you know, when I've looked at philosophy categories, I'm a philosophy professor. Like, I actually know too much philosophy for what Jeopardy's asking for.
Almost overthink it a little
bit. Yeah, you're going to overthink it because they're never going to ask about somebody that only I, as a philosophy professor know about. They're going to ask about somebody, a philosopher that you've probably heard of right. somewhere yeah. at some point. And you have to remember to think about who they're likely to be asking about.
All right. So you're standing there and then they unveil the categories. Do you like, yes, yes. I mean, is it like I can smoke this or is there anything that has scared you?
I think no, right. That's, you don't want to be in that mindset, right? Where you're playing scared. But
which is the only mindset that we would have. Anyway, yeah.
Now, when the categories come up, mostly what you're doing at that level, the people who have competed at the high level are, you're trying to figure out where the Daily Devil's likely to be. Because there are categories where it's more like less likely to be. So they're probably not going to ask it in, they're going to ask it in a more academic category usually because they want it to be in kind of more center cut material. It's not going to be in the Miley Cyrus category.
And yeah. You don't start at the top. I mean, you kind of pick and choose even bigger numbers.
That's the other thing that, you know, they're not randomly distributed in terms of money value, the Daily Doubles. They're more likely to be in the fourth, third, and fifth rows, kind of in that order.
Is there strategy?
Yeah. So it's not that complicated.
Yeah, to come out 7,000 ahead before the other guy got anything.
It's not complicated.
No, the strategy's not complicated. The thing is, it's hard, sometimes hard to execute the strategy under the lights, right? So, I haven't, you have to kind of, that's the other thing you have to kind of limber up on and
sure.
remember,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
all right, yeah. be comfortable going, yeah. don't get caught up in whatever, just have your, know your simple strategy and execute it, you know.
Is there alcohol in the green room?
No, there's a funny story. They did a really good, on the Jeopardy podcast, they interviewed all, you know, the, I think hundreds of people who lost to Ken Jennings during his run. Oh. And one of them mentioned that they had, you know, snuck, had made their Frappuccino a, you know, white Russian.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. And before they went on the show.
Then they cut because they knew they were playing this person that they had seen on TV win 50 games.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just want to loosen up. And then there's a pretty funny clip.
Wow. That's like us with our maple syrup bourbon yesterday.
Right. You.
She was you loose. She was loose on the show.
But many green rooms, you know, like, Johnny Carson, all those people, they have just a ton of alcohol. I was just wondering.
Not for us. they had some stuff. The funny thing is, they don't want you with any outside materials in the green room, like study materials. I think just because they don't want, but the funny thing is, somebody mentioned the green room trivia is everywhere. And so I started, you know, I picked up one of the snacks they had for us and said, yeah, you know, you could look at the ingredient label and study the names of vitamins, right? So it's true. Like, you know, there are really study materials everywhere, right?
So do you realize that, I mean, your name now is going to live on forever in Jeopardy lore, and Jeopardy people are as fervent about their people
as
anything you'll ever find. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, that hasn't really sunk in yet, right? I think the fun thing for me, you know, you've gotten from the Steve Bartman reference, I'm a pretty big sports fan and I'm also obviously a nerd in some way. So I like stats a lot. And so the cool thing is that there are a bunch of people who keep cool Jeopardy stats, right? So I can see like, oh, there's my name in this,
it will leaderboard live forever.
This Jeopardy leaderboard.
Jim, have a quick question for your teacher, okay? I'm sure there's people that are saying, hey, I got the former mayor as my teacher. How many people are recalling their parents next semester? I got Dr. Chan! I got Dr. Chan!
Right. Maybe one or two call them. I bet everybody, you are going to be sought after. And I want to pick up on what Johnny said. We have some famous people from Wisconsin. We've talked about that a lot in the music, many, many, many in the sports, right? But have we had someone go this far in Jeopardy?
Yeah, I actually like to touch base with him. Early 2000s, Michael Falk, who was a meteorologist in Milwaukee. Oh. Now he's a teacher at a Catholic school down in Milwaukee. I think he runs their Quiz Bowl team, too. He won the Tournament of Champions.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So that was... about 20 years ago. So yeah, I was actually interested. I'm going to explore quiz bowl possibilities for, you know, St. Norbert. And
oh,
so
neat.
I was actually hoping to reach out to him at some point to see what the quiz bowl situation's like.
Can I help? Could I be one of the announcers?
Yeah.
No, I'd love that.
No, you'd be great.
Thank you. I would love to do that.
Yeah, no, I remember. the quiz.
Actually, we're going to have a new contest starting next week. It's called Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we'll try to bring you on as our first contestant.
No, no way. I wouldn't do that.
Dr. Ben Chan, thank you so much. And thanks for being such a phenomenal representative of Northeast Wisconsin.
I mean, seriously,
your humbleness to talk about the Tupperware. That was just, it's great.
You're a good guy. We're proud of you. You are a great face of Green Bay.
Thanks. I like what you're trying to do here to promote civic culture in Green Bay. So anytime you want to have me on.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Right,
you're awesome.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Doc.
Really appreciate it. Wow. Dr. Ben Chan, how great to have him in here. We got Tim Hanna, the former mayor of Appleton, coming in when we come back. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
This sparkly bubble will get you in a whole lot of trouble.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking about problems in the community is the first step for the Green Bay-based We All Rise African American Resource Center. But talking has to lead to helping. Executive Director Robin Scott.
They're in need of skill building, education, introduction to the workforce, and support along the way. We don't heal in silos.
Scott says since the nonprofit started a few years ago, more than 2,000 people have used the center to change their lives.
As a community, when we're all thinking about, you know, being the best version of ourselves, we have to ensure that we're being real. And I feel like when you have nonprofits in your community, that organizations that are on the ground and doing the work and they're willing to acknowledge exactly what's going on, that's a sign of a future of a healthy city.
Learn more about this important resource at weallriseaarc.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling or stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them eyes. Better watch out.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. Boy, that music sounds good. I like that. How great having Dr. Ben Chan in here right the morning after his big win last night. He'll be on again tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yeah, Jeopardy. Yep. Right.
Fantastic in the semifinals, which is great. It's great learning about the backstage aspects of it, isn't it? I love that part of everything.
He said they take pretty good care of him, you know, in terms of, you know, the hotel and obviously the airport.
The difference, though, is like a show like that. The, you know, like backstage and all that kind of stuff. And then you think of like the match game from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know there was alcohol going on, right?
Not even a question. Not even a question.
And there still is, but I just didn't know if they allowed it. But that take the edge off is, but they don't want that.
John, would you have a flask? I mean, be honest.
On match game?
No, on Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Like
sports Jeopardy, you wouldn't have a...
You would drink before the game, wouldn't you?
No, not for sure. Something like that. Really? No. I would drink if I was like, if I had to perform, if I had to sing.
Yeah, would I.
So the audience.
Still listen to you.
Something like that. But no, I'll be honest with you. You put me on Jeopardy. My knees will be shaking.
Yeah.
I think that's tough, man. Because you know why? You're not in control. You know, I can speak in front of whatever and do whatever and do whatever and do whatever because you're in control. But with something like that, it's a walk in space. And like he even said, you know, it's like you never know what categories are going to come up or whatever. And it might be for me, NFL quarterbacks, or it might be Greek philosophers.
Right.
You know, one I know everything about, one I know absolutely nothing about.
Right.
And that can make all the difference in the world, you
would
think.
Well, like, what was that, Elliot? What was that guy's name last night? He kind of went into the hole a little bit.
Oh,
And he didn't even come back for...
He couldn't.
He couldn't because he didn't have
any... Because he mathematically couldn't compete.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I just think it's one of those things that, and not to just, you know, blow smoke here, but Dr. Chan is, he's, like I said, he's so humble and so smart and so whatever. And he's got it all together and he's representing us, which I love.
I would put him on a cover of every Chamber magazine, recruiting tool.
Imagine him walking across campus these days.
Oh, man.
I bet he can't. Well, I bet every single person wants a picture.
And he said he's a professor of philosophy. And people are going to want to just take his class.
That's
to learn
what I mean. When they get their right. class schedule, it's like
it's all seniors.
They're
going
to be calling, right. Mom, I got Dr. Chan. Right. My professor.
Yeah, they're going to, all the seniors, because, you know, yes. they get the first to pick their class. I'm sure his classes are full. I wonder what the college has in mind for him. I mean, that's a small school, right? 2,000 kids. I mean, he could be a good recruiting tool for the university, for
Absolutely.
The college.
No question.
But anyway, and he's a young guy. It's going to be fun to watch him, see what he does.
Yep. No, fantastic.
Anyway.
I'm interested in that college bowl thing. I'd love to be a part of that.
I don't think.
What? Well, as a moderator type thing.
Okay, yeah, that you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So do you remember who was the old quiz bowl host back on the GE quiz bowl? It was all college students.
Locally?
Nope. It was a national show.
Because, you know, in the UP, they've actually got a high school bowl. They do.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I do too. But why are you laughing? Why are you scoffing?
I'll play that one.
You'd get your butt kicked. Those kids from Rapid River, ooh. Painesdale.
If not in the contest.
Nugani.
Afterwards, the parking lot, your dad would beat the hell out of you. Yeah,
Alan Ludden, the host of Password.
Oh.
Actually did the GE
Quiz Bowl. Who was,
of
course, married to?
Betty White.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to get back to Dr. Chan. He could be a host. He's that.
Oh, he could do anything.
I mean, that could be cool to see what he does.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it'd be great.
We had him in our studio. Yeah. So, yeah, I think he's going to
do great.
But
if he does, I want to be a part of that. Because like you said, next week we're starting up our new contest. Are you smarter than a former mayor?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have the former mayor who's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes from Appleton. We're going to ask him if he wants to be the first contestant.
Oh.
And then I'm doing my quarterback challenge.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
That's going
to
be good.
We're going to talk about that. Because that's a chance for some people to win some money. Money, cash money.
Right.
Okay.
And the other
we got my boy Knob. He's working on that for me.
And the other thing that's people are liking, and I've gotten a few messages on that. Where are they now?
Yeah.
I just think
I get one every day.
Right. And that is
going to
be.
People are like, hey, whatever happened to so and so, it'd be fun to hear him on.
Dead. I can say that now.
Okay. Well, all righty.
I was trying to be political about it.
What did you say before? As they're watching us from above.
I was saying,
hey, St. Peter, don't bother me. It's on the Daily Double. Don't bother me now, Pete.
Anyway, that is going to be a fun segment as we go to our 3 hours. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff.
We're
Todd, you've done
hours.
A good job. What's that?
We are in our 3 hours.
Did you know that?
It started this week, Jim.
You're right.
But, yeah, anyway. Thank you, though. Yes. But you know, another thing, though, with something like that, with Dr. Chan, it shows that, I mean, because when he sits here and he's wearing a Zip and Pippin shirt and everything, you know, normally you watch those shows and you think these people are just a different,
right?
Different planet, different whatever, and they're, you know, not normal. He's as normal of a guy as you'll ever find, but just brilliant and has this great recall. But that's the cool part, because some of those guys on Jeopardy, you just feel like they're different stratosphere.
And for I think a lot of people watched it last night, but for those of you who didn't, talk about being humble. He won what, 260? Those seven games are 240. What, $240,000? And asked him what he's going to do, and he said, "Well, when I was married, we had a little reception, and we got a lot of Chinese food, and so we were using these containers for lunches and things, and now I'm going to upgrade to glass containers."
Yeah, I love that. loved it.
So yeah, he's.
But it's funny. It was like watching a ball game where it's like, you know, people are cheering and he got off to the early lead.
Right.
Then somebody else would get one. It's like, they're coming back.
Absolutely.
It felt exactly like a ball game.
100%. And it had that atmosphere and people, like you said, you know, after every question, people are cheering and then he wouldn't get it. It's like a strike and a miss. When he'd miss one. And
That was fun. A lot of fun. Anyway. So again, they're having it again tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night on Fox 11 is 6 o'clock.
Yep.
He will play again, and we'll see what happens.
All right, there you go.
Proud of him.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna be at the ball game, of course, but still, it's best of luck to him.
Oh yeah, that's right. Tomorrow is that doubleheader, right?
Yeah. If you don't want to go, I can get somebody to take your place. That's not a problem. What?
We'll go.
You're not worried about the kiss cam?
No, I hope not. If it's there,
boy, I'll tell you what. I would pay somebody to get you guys on the kiss cam. At this point,
I think isn't that more. I don't know. No, that ain't going to happen.
Todd's the kind of guy that would do that, though.
Oh, I would. Just to see him squirm?
Such a side to him, Todd does, that he's just,
just to see the mayor squirm a little bit?
I agree.
Be all over that.
I agree. All right. Well, Tim Hanna, former mayor of Appleton, is coming in the house. He's in the bullpen, standing by, and I think this is great. This is the first time we've ever had another, other than Eric, it's the first time we've ever had another man that's held that office on, right?
You're right.
I think it's the only former mayor we've had.
Yeah, we've never had Paul Jaden on or anything.
No. and everybody else is watching from above.
Wow. Where am I going to be watching from? How come we don't have cable down here? Up on top, they got everything. We got nothing down here. Well, that's why it's called hell, John. Oh, okay. I guess that'll break back.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.